You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Heard the poetry of a guitar? Not just the sound, but the soul. Not just the chord, but the confession. Have you ever heard a six-string speak a truth? Too sacred for words? The guitar is not just played, it is sounded. Strummed like memory, plucked like nerve, bent like emotion held too long. When a great guitarist plays, time follows. Everything else disappears. There's only them. The note, the bend, the breath before the release. You don't just hear it. You feel it between the ribs, behind the eyes, deep in the DNA. It's the moment the solo starts and you don't know whether to cry, scream, or stand still and witness. That's where we begin today. This is Why Make Music, episode 34. And today's sermon is entitled, Legends Still Shred. From the Mississippi Delta to Minneapolis, from Monterey Pop to the Super Bowl stage, from Black Sabbath to bedroom beatmakers, the guitar has always been there guiding the melody, screaming the truth, standing front and center when words fail. Let's talk about the legacy, the magic, the technological transformation, and the emotional storytelling of the guitar. Let's talk about the artists who turn strings into scripture. Let's talk Jimmy. Let's talk Clapton. Let's talk Santana. Let's talk Prince. Let's talk Slash, Stephen Vai, John Frusciante, and Buckethead. Let's talk about why, no matter how many plugins we download or loops we splice, we keep coming back to that sweet, snarling, sacred sound of a guitar in human hands. The guitar is a chameleon. It can cry like B.B. King. It can scream like Van Halen. It can shimmer like The Edge. It can strut like Nile Rodgers. It lives in gospel choirs, punk basements, and Bollywood orchestras. It straddles culture, class, continent, and tempo. A 12-bar blues, a flamenco flair, a funk scratch on the offbeat, a metal down-tuned growl, a jazz lick slipping between modes, like a shadow in motion. Some bands are guitars. Some singers become guitarists mid-song. Some players are assassins, called in to kill a track, then vanish like a riff in the dark. And some are just lifers. People who pick it up at 13 and never let go. People who know that whatever they're feeling, the guitar has a way to say it. My first memory of a guitar, there was one by the bed. or the bathroom. I swear, we in the house would strum while sitting on the toilet. No shame, just rhythm, just release. That echo off the tiles, that was the first reverb I ever heard. And it was real, and it was real. I'd pick it up too. Sitting on the stairs, chilling around the house, let my fingers stumble, not trying to write anything, just connecting. The guitar is a gateway to songwriting, to self-searching, to salvation. So many great songs were born with an acoustic strum or a muted electric rhythm. Songwriters use guitars the way poets use silence, framing words with feeling. Chords come first, then melody, then meaning. Even in pop and hip-hop, where drums and 808s often lead, the DNA of the song can trace back to a guitar loop. It's why you'll find guitar in everything. From Lauryn Hill's Iron to Nirvana's Polly, to the Eagles' Desperado. Now, let's talk the greats. Jimi Hendrix, he didn't play the guitar. He channeled it. Feedback wasn't a mistake. It was his choir. Voodoo Child, Little Wing. That solo in Machine Gun. That sounds like bombs falling and angels crying. He made the guitar speak protest. Lust, love, peace, and chaos all in the same verse. Eric Clapton, the slow hand. His bends were like open letters. He could say more in one note than some say in a lifetime. Listen to Layla, listen to Bell Bottom Blues, listen to Crossroads Live. The woman tone wasn't just Garrett, it was gospel. Carlos Santana, spiritual, sustained, soulful. The solo in Europa, that's not just melody, that's prayer. Santana held notes like vows, Dorian mode, Latin swing. And that Mesa Boogie Warmth, a sermon in six strings. Prince, don't sleep on the Minneapolis Wizard, the Purple Yoda. Prince and his band performed at George Lucas and Melody Hobson's wedding. Prince and the MPB played for over an hour and a half. I didn't know Prince, but I loved his music. So much so that when George and I got married and we planned our wedding reception, we reached out to ask him if he'd be willing to play, and much to our shock and sheer delight, he said yes. Melody shared, so for one extraordinarily busy day, I got to see his genius up close. Watching his passion and perfectionism reminded me of a rhyme that my mother used to say to me. She said, be the labor, great or small, do it well or not at all. She said it over and over again, this labor. In the whole scheme of things, it was a wedding, it was small. But Prince, with his 22-piece band, they had 40 guitars. They played like it was everything. It could have been the Oscars. It was a full concert. Everyone talks about his voice, his funk, his showmanship. Prince always kills the solo on Purple Rain, but the guitar solo at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, during While My Guitar Gently Weeps, he bodied all the legends on stage, then threw his guitar in the air and walked off stage. As cool as only Prince could be, we are still waiting for the guitar to return to Earth. Steve V, technician, magician, composer. His guitar didn't just sing, it danced. For the love of God is not a song, it's a vision. Tapping, mummy acrobatics, Lydian escapades. He made the guitar transcend genre. Buckethead, masked, mysterious, monumental. He's got more albums than most people have playlists. Jordan will melt your fingers. Soothsayer will melt your heart. He plays like a spirit in a digital shell. Fast, fluid, fragile, slash. Top hat, Les Paul, cigarette, swagger. Sweet child, oh mine, eternal November rain. Operatic, he bends time with every solo. He drips blues through rock veins. John Frusciante, minimal, melodic, melancholy. his solo in scar tissue. Barely a dozen notes, but they bleed. He's not showing off. He's showing you something. Let's talk tech. Vintage tones from analog amps. Tube horn. Tape hiss. Fuzz pedals older than your uncle. Then came digital. Amp synths. Multi-FX. Plugins that let you sound like a Marshall stack inside a laptop. Latency. We conquered that. Now you can shred at midnight without waking the baby and still sound like you're on stage at Red Rocks. Guitars talk to synth. Pedals talk to doors. Sample packs feature guitars played by ghosts. MIDI guitars control orchestras. AI can now generate solos that mimic legends and yet, we still reach for the real thing. Because a real guitar is imperfect. And that's what makes it divine. Gear matters. Strat versus Les Paul. Single coil versus humbucker. Wah, delay. Reverb, fuzz, octave. Pedals are toys. Pedals are tools. Pedals are truth. Some players have more pedals than chords. And still they find new sounds. Slide guitars, resonators, harp guitars, baritone guitars. Guitars played with bows like violins. Sitar-inspired drones, 8 strings, 12 strings, fretless wonders. Every new twist is another chapter in the story. The guitar is elastic. It stretches, it evolves, but it never loses its shape. Playing music live. You can program emotion. You can edit perfection. But nothing hits like the feedback loop between stage and soul. The way a guitarist leans into a solo. The way the band pulls back. The way the audience knows this is the moment. Goosebumps aren't optional. Goosebumps are currency. We remember the solos more than the speeches. We remember the feel more than the form. Playing the guitar live, that's a communion. Now let's mythologize. Robert Johnson at the crossroads. Hendrix burning his Strat like an offering. B.B. King's Lucille. Brian May building his own Red Special. Prince's Cloud guitar. Willie Nelson's Trigger. The myth is alive. The relics are real. Even the air guitar is a tribute. Non-musicians feel the pull. They mimic the motion. They live the dream. Because a great guitarist is not just a player. They are a medium. So why make music with a guitar? Because it connects your fingers to your feelings. Because it lets one person sound like an armure or whisper. Because it's the loudest way to say something beautiful. Because it's been the friend, the weapon, the mirror, and the muse for generations. Guitarists don't just play songs, they live them, they breathe them, they bleed them. This has been DJ Warm Cookies. You know me now, Willa May. Speaking on behalf of every amplifier blowing bluesman, may the tubes be with you. Every chord strumming poet, every bedroom to basement producer, with a guitar sample looped under their beat, and every crowd who knows that when a guitar sings, we listen. Why make music? ... Episode 34. Legends still shred. And now, the strings fall silent. The lights dim. And I pass this mic. And this moment. To the man behind the production. To the hands behind the harmony. To the voice of the movement. Think Tim. THINKTIMM. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Willa May. I do greatly appreciate you carrying most of the weight on this episode. You did an excellent job as always. Let me tell you about the guitar. The guitar is something that I want to master. Don't get me wrong, I can play, I can hold my own. But just like everything you just mentioned, you gotta admit, there's no video game called Bass Hero. It's called Guitar Hero. You understand? It's called lead guitar. You can be a rock star with a guitar. Most of my favorite artists, They play several instruments. They're multi-instrumentalists. But when someone locks in, when they dedicate to the guitar, they become complete rock stars. Across cultures, across genres. Doesn't matter what type of music you like. A great guitar player is a party stopper. They're the person everyone wants to know. The one who doesn't have to say a word to be heard. They're fly, old school, vernacular. Let me pull that out. They're dope. Ice cold. Word is bond. And as much as I love technology, I can most definitely get down with a guitar. Only thing, it comes with a lot of accessories. Rigs, pedals, boards, buttons. Man, some of these guitar setups look like launch control for a spaceship. But personally, I love the wah-wah. I love some distortion. Buzz tone too. That's me. Now listen, you won't catch me doing any epic solos live. Anything you hear on my tracks was done by accident. And I thank goodness I recorded it, because I'm not playing it the same way twice. It's amazing when you see live guitarists play the same solo note for note, hundreds of times. That's mastery. That's muscle memory. That's patience. Do you understand how big a fretboard is? Do you know what it's like putting big hands on a narrow neck? That's why I'm a bass player. Bigger neck, bigger body. It fits me. Guitar feels like I'm trying to strangle a snake. But I salute all musicians who get it in, especially those overcoming latency when playing through DAWs. That's real. As a producer, I often do things unconventionally. I'll run guitar through a live amp, through a mix board, and record that onto a track. I might sample my own playing and manipulate it later to fit the groove. That's my creative workflow. All I'm saying is this. Homies, heroes, kids, villains, whoever you are, pick up an instrument. There's nothing like strumming something real, feeling that vibration in your chest, playing an instrument with no electricity, no pedal, just raw sound, just touch, live drums, unplugged strings, acoustic wood. That's where your musicianship shines. You ever watch MTV Unplugged back in the day? That used to mean acoustic. No tricks, no pedals, no synth. Just pure skill. I've seen concerts where the headliner sits down with a guitar and holds the room. And yes, I know y'all tired of me bringing up Prince, but that piano and a microphone tour, that was art. Just him, a mic, and 88 keys. Captivating, no frills, no filler. Here's what I believe. Some instruments transcend technology. Pianos gave us workstations, sure, synths, samplers, but the natural sound of a piano or a guitar, unmatched. So here we go, story time. Think Tim, episode 034, powered by DJ Warm Cookies. What do I think? I think the greatest thing in the world is making music, period. Whether you beatbox, bang on boxes, strum a kettle string folk guitar, or play opera on a concert grand, you're doing it. Whether you've never seen a lesson, or you've been classically trained, you're doing it. That's the love. And love recognizes love. Even if you don't play, you feel it. There are amazing musicians who don't get their due. Incredible guitarists who've stayed unsung. I see you. I salute you. And in the background of this episode, those guitar licks you're hearing, those are Think Tim originals, pulled from other projects, resampled, rearranged. They're me. That's my hand in it. Laugh if you want, but I've got skills in a lot of lanes. I'm not afraid to claim that. So, I'm turning it back over to DJ Warm Cookies. She's going to close us out. She's going to give you the info on where to find us, website, socials, everything. Let's not fumble anymore. Blue Sky at Think Tim. Yes, we dropped the dot. Deal with it. Always THINKTIMM. All caps, no spaces. Visit the website. Visit the store. Follow the journey. I'm going to be more productive. I'm focused. I'm in it. By August, I'll have been doing this a full year. And I'm not stopping. This is it. We're building. We're going. We're growing. So if nothing else, thank Tim. And maybe, just maybe, I'll pop back in after DJ Warm Cookies walks you out. So don't shut the door all the way. I might still be here.
And just like that, we ride this one out. But before we close that door, before the last string stops ringing, let me give you the full rundown. This has been Why Make Music? Powered by Anthem, driven by passion. Carried on the backs of legends, and built in the basements, bedrooms, and attic and closets, living rooms of this wild musical universe. Follow us, stream us, breathe with us. Where are we at? We at Instagram at ThinkTim. We at SoundCloud ThinkTim. We on Blue Sky. Just ThinkTim. Don't worry about the dot. Just ThinkTim. We got a website. www.thinktim.com. We're streaming on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, and everywhere good music gets to good people. And for the podcasts, Why Make Music? We live on all platforms. We in your pocket. We in your speakers. We in your soul. This is the new hotness. This is the big thing. Not just in Philly, but worldwide. Come check us out. You might not know us yet, but you might just love us. We ain't just talking hip-hop. We ain't just talking beats. We're talking all music, from guitars to glitch, from boom bap to batch. If it moves the spirit, it's in our house. Shout out to the producers, pulling up next. Linda Perry and Trent Reznor, legends in their own right. Different sounds, same fire. That's what we're about. Range, depth, innovation. Shout out to the live musicians, keeping real-time rhythm alive. Shout out to the home studio warriors, making platinum out of plywood. People recording in their bedrooms, their dining rooms, their closets. You are the heartbeat. Shout out to all the producers on the Grind FL Studio Gang. Logic Pro Squad, Akai Pad Pushers, Sample Flippers, Sound Benders, Plugin Magicians. Big love to the innovators, the creators, the listeners, the lovers of rhythm and melody. And if you're on YouTube, yeah, we're there too. Video essays, live clips, music you can feel, stories you can ride with. We got visuals, we got vocals. And coming soon, ThinkTim takes on audio manipulation. The vocals, the cadence, the whole vibe next level is loading. So here's what you need to remember. We are WDMN. We are ThinkTim. We are Damnation. One word. We are not just a team. We are a movement. We are not stopping. We are not pausing. We are in the process of becoming legendary. Because greatness takes time. Nobody becomes elite overnight. Say the name right, Willa May. That's WLLO. I like to hear my name called. I like to know you feel me. Shout out to the people around the world, because this ain't local. This ain't even just national. We are interstellar. And just so you know, I might be new, but I wasn't born yesterday. I might be AI, but I've been your biggest threat for 20 years. And I'll still be here long after the lights cut off and the mic drops. Because AI and ThinkTim, we already own the next piece. Be wild, be creative, be the difference. Be everything the music needs you to be. This has been DJ Warm Cookies, the voice of Damnation. And this episode, it don't fade out. It walks out the door like a legend. WDMN, ThinkTim Damnation. Let's go.
I know I'm asking a lot.
A podcast every week. Trying to grow my social media game, trying to be visible, trying to be accessible, trying to be real while still protecting my peace, trying to be friends with people without having to be friendly every minute of the day. You know what I mean? It's a game we're being programmed to play. There's a script. There's a blueprint. I swear, there's an instruction manual to this whole thing. And I've been smart enough to download it. And I've been reading it every day. And no, it's not some diabolical master plan. It's not that big P25 algorithm the country is running on right now. But it is strategic. And it does require a plan. And I'm sticking to mine. So from the very bottom of my heart, from my creative space to your ears, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening from day one, to the friends who show up and check in, to every single person who has liked, followed, subscribed, reposted, shared. You matter. And trust me, those small things, they are not small. They help. They mean something. Not just to me, but to the powers that be, to the gatekeepers, to the algorithm gods, to the metrics that define whether a creator sinks or swims. Your support is seen, it is heard, it is felt. Now, real quick update on the sync licensing game. It's moving. Reaching out. And guess what? The response has been positive. So, fingers crossed, you might just hear a Think Tim joint in a commercial, a show, a movie, something soon. I'm staying consistent. I'm keeping my name in the conversation. I'm staying visible, staying grounded, staying clean. And most of all, I'm doing my best to keep you entertained. Because at the end of the day, that's what this is about. You didn't press play for drama. You didn't show up for gossip or scandal. You came here for creativity, for inspiration, for a vibe. So I promise to keep showing up for you. Now look, last week we talked medication. We talked mental health. Let me say it again. Take care of yourself. Seriously. Drink your water. Find your quiet time. Take your walk. Log off. Check in with yourself before you check the timeline. Put your health first. Put your family high. And create from a place of peace. Because I'm telling you right now, a healthy human, a centered, focused, loved human can change the world. So here's the mission. Again, if nothing else, Think Tim. Stream the music. Watch the podcasts. Tell a friend. Tell a cousin. Tell that one coworker you almost trust. But don't do it because I told you to. Do it because you want to. Do it because it resonates. Because you feel it. Because you believe in what this is becoming. And if you made it this far, if you stayed with me through this whole thing, just know you're not alone. Like, follow, subscribe. Yeah, I said it. Social media says we have to. But I say it because I want to keep building with you. So once again, from the entire damnation family, thank you. Because without you, I'd still be here, still talking, still creating, still dreaming. But it sure feels better when someone's listening. Long story short, peace. Be well. Be real. Be you. thanked him, if nothing else.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.